坐。好，我们刚才说到最后啊，邪恶是会被毁灭的。
I have just mentioned that in the end, evil will be destroyed.
啊，这也是我们今天每一个基督徒啊的一个很重要的一个盼望。
This is a very important hope for us as Christians.
啊，如果邪恶没有完全被毁灭的话，就没有真正的永恒。
If evil is not completely annihilated, then there will be no eternal peace.
啊，请看希伯来书二章十四节。
Please let us read Hebrew chapter 14.
Chapter 2, 二章十四节。
Excuse me, chapter 2, verse 14.Chapter 2, verse 14. Since then the children shared in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
说败坏那个掌死权的就是魔鬼。最后一句话。
That through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
最后这个魔鬼哈会被完全的毁灭。
At the end, the devil shall be completely destroyed.
但是同样在哥林多前书十五章二十六节也是这样的描述。
Furthermore, in Second Corinthians, it also said the same thing. Excuse me, First Corinthians, it also said the same thing.
十五章二十六节。
In chapter 15, verse 26.
如果说还有邪恶的话，人就可能还会被引诱，还会犯罪。
If evil still persists at the end, then there is still the possibility that men can become tempted and go under suffering.
人就一样没有办法进入那个我们所谓的永恒里头，天国的永恒。
We cannot enter into that heavenly eternity at the end.
那今天因为这个邪恶还没有被完全的摧毁。
And today, just because evil has not been destroyed.Therefore, we cannot enjoy that rest.
所以我们已经得着救恩的人，我们还有可能失去救恩。
Even though we might have obtained salvation, but we still have the chance of losing it.
所以这个我们在走天国路，是一场的征战。
Therefore, walking on this heavenly journey is actually a battle in itself.
那将来就没有这样的征战了。
But then, in the future, this battle shall cease.
那最后。犹大国在主前586年啊，被巴比伦帝国所消灭。
We know that the kingdom of Judah was destroyed in 586 BC.
所以哈巴谷先知他已经很接近那个最后国家毁灭的那几年。
Thus, Prophet Habakkuk actually existed very near the time in which his country was destroyed.
在我们讲义里头有大概五次的那个 discussion 跟 and sharing.
In our lecture notes, it contained about five discussion and sharing questions.
五次
哈。About five of them.
你们每一次挑一个题目做。
Every time you may select one question and do them yourselves.
那个就是你的作业。
That will be your homework.
要交要打分数的。
And you need to turn them in, and I will have to grade them.
五题太少的举手。
If you think five questions are too little, too few, you may raise your hand.
那就五题。
So we'll stay at five questions.
你挑随便挑五题哈。
You can randomly select any five questions that you want to answer.
好，那我们看到哈巴谷书，请翻到哈巴谷书。
Let us turn to Book of Habakkuk.
第一章第一节到二章二十节是哈巴谷所提出来的问题。
From chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 20.It contains the questions that were raised by Prophet Habakkuk.
他问说为什么在他们的社会里头有这些邪恶的事情，神为什么好像不管？
He questioned that in his society, there seems to exist many evil things, but it didn't seem like God was doing anything about it.
那这个邪恶的巴比伦人，他们为什么会这么强盛啊？打败好多的国家，连犹大国也要被他打败。
And the Babylonians were so evil, yet they were able to defeat all the nations, including the kingdom of Judah.
第一章第一节到第四节是哈巴谷他提出来的第一个问题。
From chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4, it contains the first question that Prophet Habakkuk raised. Verse 1, the oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw, verse 2, how long, O Lord, will I call for help, and thou wilt not hear? I cry out to thee, violence, yet thou dost not save. Verse 3, why dost thou make me see iniquity, and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists, and contention arises. Verse 4, therefore the law is ignored, and justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out perverted.
哈巴谷看到坏人没有受到处罚。
Habakkuk witnessed that wicked people were not punished.
因为当时这个犹大国里头也充满着一些坏人。
Because he saw that in the kingdom of Judah, there still exist many wicked people.
但是他们好像活得好好的。
But it seemed like their life was in abundance.
没有受到照圣经所说的恶人要受到刑罚。
That they were never inflicted with the punishment that was promised in the Bible.
那他就问说神啊，这要到什么时候？
So then he questioned God as to when should this period last.
我已经等了很久了，为什么这个人还没死掉？
He said that I have waited for so long, yet this person have not died.
为什么等了这么久，这个人还没有被车撞死？
He said that I waited for so long, yet this person has not encountered accident and died.
我就看到的是，我朋友是好人，他为什么得癌症？
Then I witnessed that my own friend is actually a very good person, yet he was inflicted with cancer.
那一个坏人为什么身体健康？
How come that wicked person is very healthy?
那这里说到这个神的末世，有的是用 burden， 有的是用 oracle， 这个有几个意思。
And we see from verse 1 that the word oracle was sometimes used substituted with other words. It contains multiple meanings.
就是说如果是 burden 的话，也有那个意思，就是说把它 lift， 把它举起来。
One of the substitution could be burn, andWhat it means is that that it can be lifted or upheld.
所以意思应该都是一样的，就是提高声音来传讲神的信息。
The general meaning is actually the same, and that is that the voice should be lifted up and proclaim the name of God.
所以有时候是用 burden， 有时候用 oracle。
Therefore, this word here was sometimes substituted with either burn or oracle.
那从哈巴谷书里头，我们可以看到说，先知跟一般的人有什么不同
？And in Book of Habakkuk, we can actually realize what are the differences between prophets and ordinary people.
先知他能够有一种恩典，就是跟神在灵里头交通。
Prophets have this grace that they are able to commune with God in spirit.
那先知他能够看清楚当时的一些情况。
And prophets was able to realize some of the situations that was going on at the time.
能够然后明白神的旨意。
And they're able to fathom the will of God.
然后去教导人。
And they were able to instruct other people.
如果这就是先知的定义的话，那么今天我们每一个人都是先知。
If this is the definition of being a prophet, then all of us are in essence prophets.
我们都能够有在灵里头跟神交通的恩典。
Because in spirit we also have the grace of being able to converse and commune with God.
我们有一个更清楚的良心来看到这个社会的有病的地方。
We can also have a very clear conscience that allow us to see what are the perverted things in this society.
我们也能够明白神的旨意。
We can further understand some of the wills of God.
再来就是我们也可以去教导人。
Furthermore, we are able to instruct and inculcate other people.
所以今天我们就是也可以是说我们是先知。
Hence today, we may be called prophets.
在这里先知他问神说，为什么你没有听我的祷告？
Here the prophet asks, why did you not hear my prayer, O Lord?
他说，你为什么没有拯救我们？
How come you have not saved us?
为什么有时候神让我们看到这些邪恶的事情，不公平的事情。
How come God allow us to see some of the wicked things and unfair things of this world?
对我们来讲也是有一个提醒。
To us, this is serves as a reminder.
我们有没有尽责任的来传讲神的信息？
Have we fulfilled our responsibility of preaching God's words?
我们有没有为这个有病的社会来祷告？
Have weActually pray for the society that is sick.
那先知或许认为说，有啊，我有为这个社会祷告，但是神你没有听我祷告。
Perhaps the prophet would answer, "Yes, I have prayed, but then you have not listened to my prayer."
那社会为什么会有这样一个不道德不义的现象？
How come there seems there exist many things that are actually immoral and unjust in the society.
如果这个事情是发生在巴比伦因为那个是外邦的国家。
If these things actually happen in a Gentile country, then we'll just say that that's because they're Gentiles.
这些先知没有办法容忍的事情，却是发生在神的显明的国家、神的百姓当中。
What these prophets cannot tolerate, the things that they cannot tolerate actually happen in their own country.
原因就是百姓离开了神。
The main reason is that the population, the Israelites, the people have actually departed from God.
他们失去了他们应该有的形象，他们应该有的能力。
They have lost the image, the power that they originally possess.
有时候我们也会在教会里头看到一些不好的现象。
Sometimes in church, we will also witness some of these things happening.
之所以看得见，就是有人在，有人做出来，我们才看得见。
And because we're able to see it, it will mean that somebody is doing it.
那原因就是，这不是信徒吗？他不是神的百姓吗
？We might ponder upon the question as that isn't this person a believer, a member of our church?
其实人如果渐渐离开神，人就会渐渐在失去应该有的形象，失去了那个做神儿女的。能力。
What we have to realize is that as when men start to depart from God, then this person will start to lose that image and the power of being God's children.
那我们怎么定义说离开神？
How do we define departing from God?
但我们常直接会想到的就是没有常常来教会。
What comes out to our mind is that this person do not come to church very often.
没有常常跟弟兄姐妹之间有团契。
And we will also think that this person do not have a very good fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters.
这应该是原因之一。
Perhaps these are reasons.
但是又看不见的原因。
But then there are other invisible reasons that we cannot see.
有些人虽然有来教会，有团契。但是他不一定表示他没有远离神。
Even though some people might appear that they come to the church for services, or they would have fellowship with brothers and sisters, but it does not mean that they're not departing from God.
所以不要被这个有来教会、有参加聚会的这个现象把我们自己蒙蔽住了。
Do not be fooled by the fact that some people still do come to church. We should not let it for us.
事实上我们已经失去了能力。
As a matter of fact, some of us might have lost our power.
所以不会以这个做错事情觉得是非常的羞耻。
Do not think that when you commit wrongdoings, you should be shameful.
所以有时候你会发现说，他是基督徒，他为什么会这样子做？
So then you might see that there are some people who are Christians, then they would still commit some wrongdoings.
哦，甚至你发现自己说我是基督徒，我竟然做这样的事情。
Then, we might even say to ourselves that, I'm a Christian, yet I commit such deed.
啊，这就是一个信号，你已经远离神了。
This is a warning that serves to remind us that we are departing and going astray from God.
哦，我们失去了神，失去了应该有的形象，我们失去了能力。
We have lost that image and that power of being God's children.
哦，在这种情形之下，需要神来干预，人才能够回转。
Under such circumstances, we need the intervention from God in order for us to turn back to Him.
啊，第一章五节到十一节是神对先知的回答。
In chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 11, it contains the reply that God had for the prophet Habakkuk.
啊，他告诉先知说，这个犹大这些犯罪的人，是的，我要刑罚他们。
The Lord replied, "Yes, as for these people who sin in the kingdom of Judah, I will punish."
我借着巴比伦人来刑罚这些百姓。
And through the Babylonians, I will punish these wicked people.
哦，所以以后巴比伦帝国就以很快的速度、很强的力量啊，来摧毁了犹大国。
Hence, at the end, the Babylonians destroyed the entire kingdom of Judah with such a great speed and powerful force.
哦，这就是神来回答先知这个犹大这些犯罪的事情要怎么解决。
This is one way that God replied to the prophet as to how he will deal with these wicked people in their society.
请念第一章第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5. Look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I'm doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told.
除了哈巴谷先知之外，其他的先知也早有说过神的刑罚的来到。
Other than Habakkuk, other prophets have actually mentioned and prophesied the punishment that will come from God.
哦，这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
啊，神也预先警告他们。
God have actually forewarned them before it happened.
啊，但是呢，他们却是不能信。
Yet they still were not able to believe.
啊，他们还过着他们想过的生活。
They still live the life that they want to live.
哦，那这样的事情也重复的在每个世代里都来出现。
And these situations, these phenomena continue to occur in all generations.
啊，所以今天我们还是有很多人对神的话没有很在意。
Today in this world, there's still a lot of people who do not even care about the words of God.
哦，甚至我们一个真耶稣教会的信徒，有时候我们对神的警告啊，也是不是很认真的。
Even as members of True Jesus Church, we sometimes will not take God's warning very seriously.
哦，常常不是神没有工作，不是神没有警告，只是人不信。
It is not that God did not work or that He did not warn us, but it is that we do not heed to His warning.
那这个巴比伦人成为神刑罚犹大的一个工具。
The Babylonians then became a tool in which God used to punish the Jews.
这在第六节、第七节，第一章第六节、第七节。
In verse 6 and 7 of chapter 1.
哦，那这个刑罚要提醒神的百姓，他们要尽他们的责任。
These punishments serve to remind the Jews that they need to fulfill their responsibility as chosen people.
请看《生命记》第七章。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记七章十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12. 7:12. Then it shall come about, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you His covenant and His loving kindness, which He swore to your forefathers.
神的慈爱是要永远的跟随着他的百姓。
God's loving kindness shall follow His chosen people forever.
哦，但是神的百姓有他们应该尽的责任。
Nevertheless, there are responsibilities that the chosen people shall fulfill.
哦，就是听从遵守神所跟他们定的这些要遵守的这些律例典章。
And that is, the people shall listen and obey the laws and creeds that were established by God.
哦，所以这些刑罚说到最后 还是神的爱。
Therefore, we can see that these punishments at the end still reveal the love of God.
来提醒他们，你们有没有尽你们的责任
？They remind the chosen people, that whether or not they have fulfilled their responsibility.
你们今天为什么会这样子？就因为你们没有尽到你们的责任。
You ask them, how come you are in this kind of situation today? And that is because you have not fulfilled your responsibility.
所以神所希望的还是这些百姓能够回头。
Therefore, what God really wanted was that these people will still turn back to him.
这个哈巴谷书第一章八节到十一节就讲到这个巴比伦帝国他们的强盛。一章八节到十一节。
From chapter 1, verse 8 to verse 11, it tells us the strength that the Babylonians have.
请你念八节到十一节。
Chapter 8.Their horses are swifter than leopards and keener than wolves in the evening. Their horsemen come galloping. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping down to devour. Verse 9. All of them come for violence. Their horde of faces move forward. They collect captives like sand. Verse 10. They mock at kings, and rulers are a laughing matter to them. They laugh at every fortress and heap up rubble to capture it. Verse 11.And they will sweep through like the wind and pass on, but they will be held guilty, they whose strength is their God.
这里的描述看起来，这巴比伦帝国真的是非常的，非常的凶猛的，非常的，非常的有力的。
The description that it contains here, reveal to us that these, Babylonians are indeed very powerful.
但是神的百姓。有神可以靠，怎么就是巴比伦帝国再强盛，也没有办法胜过他们才对。
However, as chosen people of God, they should have God to rely on. And even the Babylonians who were so powerful, the chosen people were still able should still be able to defeat them.
所以神的百姓失败并不是因为巴比伦真的那么强盛。
The failure of the chosen people was not due to the strength of the Babylonians.
对别的国家来讲，巴比伦帝国真的是武力强盛。
To other people, the Babylonians might be indeed very powerful.
对以色列人来讲，不是因为他们武力强盛，而是因为他们自己在信仰上失败了。
But to the Israelites, it is not that the Babylonians were very powerful that they failed. It is actually that the chosen people have failed in their own faith.
今天我们在属灵的征战上也是一样。
In our spiritual battle today, it is the same.
对别人来讲，撒旦真的是很厉害的。
To other people, Satan might be very powerful.
那今天撒旦如果为什么会胜过我们
？How come today Satan can overcome us and defeat us?
不是因为他厉害，是因为我们自己失败了。
It is not that he is that he is very good, but then we have failed ourselves.
请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's read Book of Galatians, Chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章第七节。
Chapter Galatians Chapter 5, Verse 7.
请念。
Chapter 5, Verse 7. You are running well. Who hinder you from obeying the truth?
这里保罗他感叹说：“你们本来是跑得很好，那现在是谁拦阻了你们，让你们不顺从真理呢
？”Here Paul has sighed and said that, you have ran so well. Who hinder you from obeying the truth?
当我们跑得好的时候，撒旦没有办法胜过我们。
If we actually run on our heavenly journey very well, then, Satan cannot defeat us.
撒旦会胜过我们，是因为我们自己先失败了，我们不顺从真理。
The reason that Satan was able to defeat us is that we have actually failed in obeying the truth.
我们不愿意照着神的教训来过生活。
We were not able. We did not want to live according to God's commandment.
那我们的生活就没有保障。
Then our life is without insurance.
撒旦就能够在我们生命当中、我们生活当中来工作、来破坏我们。
Then Satan will be able to dwell among us and then. Destroy our and then annoy us in our daily lives.
所以撒旦胜过我们是因为我们自己先失败。
The reason that Satan can overcome us is that we have failed ourselves.
参孙为什么最后被非利士人挖掉他的眼睛？
How come Samson, at the end was, had his eyes gouged out by the, Philistines?
因为参孙自己先失败。
Because Samson himself had failed.
神的灵离开他。
That the Spirit of God departed from him.
他竟然还不知道。
And even then, he still were, very ignorant of it.
所以非利士人在胜过参孙之前，参孙已经失败了。
Before the Philistines defeat the, defeat Samson, Samson have already failed.
虽然巴比伦的刑罚还没有来到，神就先让先知知道。
Before the punishment of Babylonians came, God allowed the prophet to, know it already.
今天这个末日的毁灭还没有来到之前，神借着圣经让我们知道。
Today, before the destruction of the final judgment comes, God allow us to know these things through the Bible.
知道有最后的刑罚，最后的审判。
He allow us to know that there shall be a final punishment, that there shall be a final judgment.
目的就是让我们能够更加的来研读圣经，来祷告神，来知道神的计划。
The purpose of these warnings is that we can draw closer to God and read His words more attentively.
让我们在苦难还没有来到之前，我们就先来准备自己。
Before the great tribulation comes, we shall be able to prepare ourselves.
我们学会更加信靠神。
We are able to learn how to draw closer and rely on God even more.
靠着神来面对着所要面临的一切困难。
Rely on God, we can overcome all the troubles and difficulties that is about to come our way.
第一章的十二节到二章第一节，是先知所提出来的第二个问题。
And in chapter 1, verse 12 onward, it contains the second question raised by the prophet.
那是所以提出第二个问题是先知他觉得更困惑了。
The reason that Habakkuk raised his second question is that he was further confused.
因为公义的神对他讲巴比伦要成为犹大的刑罚。
Because the righteous and just and God of justice have mentioned to him that the Babylonians shall become the tool of his chastisement to the Jews.
先知第一个反应是巴比伦人是外邦人，巴比伦人比犹大人更邪恶。
The first reaction that the prophet had was that these Babylonians were Gentiles and that they're even more evil than the Jews.
为什么用这种更邪恶的人来成为我们的刑罚呢？
How come you have allowed these people who are more evil to become punishment of us?
如果是我的话，我也觉得不服气。
As if I were in his position, I would feel that this is quite unfair.
所以先知他心中就有了冲突。
Therefore, in his heart, the prophet had this conflict.
他相信神，但是神做的事情不合理。
He believed in God, but then what God did was unreasonable.
事实上，我们也常常面对这样的问题。
In actuality, we often face these types of questions.
好像不合理。
How come these things are so unreasonable?
我们人常常我们所要求的就是要能够合理。
As human beings, sometimes the things that we ask for are just that it can be very reasonable.
我们两个处理事情，我们要能够合理，才算是公平，大家才满意。
When we try to take care of certain matter, we will try to be very reasonable, very fair, so that everybody can be happy and satisfied.
但是神有时候让我们遇见的这些是很不合理的事情。
Nonetheless, what God have allowed us to encounter are things that seems unjust and unfair.
这就有时候跟我们的信心就起了冲突。
This is a conflict with the faith that we have for Him.
我信神，但是神为什么这么不合理
？I believe in God, yet how come God is so unjust?
神不是最公义的吗
？Isn't God the God of justice?
神不是最完美的吗
？Isn't He a perfect God?
这就牵扯到那么什么是真正的信心。
Then this brings about the topic as to as what is considered true faith.
人要求的是合理，神所要求的是顺服。
What men ask for is that it, that the matter be reasonable, but what God asks for is obedience.
这个是一个很大的差异。
This is a great contrast and difference.
所以我们常常以人以人的站在人的角度，哦，就是说以人来看神。
Sometimes we, as human beings, stand at the perspective of being a human and look at God that way.
一个很简单的例子啊，这个乃曼元帅他麻风得到洁净。
For instance, General Naaman was afflicted with leprosy.
然后他最后得到洁净。
At the end, he was cleansed.
但是这当中乃曼就遇到这样也是遇到这样的一个问题。
But then in the midst of this process, he also encountered this problem.
先知说你去约旦河沐浴七次。
The prophet told him to go to Jordan River and wash himself seven times.
对乃曼来讲这不合理。
To Naaman, this is a very unreasonable request.
如果要到河里沐浴七次，我为什么跑那么远来到这里？
If I'm only going to go to the river and bathe myself for seven times, why do I need to come so far?
他甚至说我们国家另外那两条河难道不比约旦河还要干净吗？
He even mentioned that the two rivers in his own country is probably cleaner than that river, than the river Jordan.
所以先知所指示的这个不合理。
So then what the prophet instructed me to do is actually very unreasonable.
但是神所要求的是顺服。
But then what God asked for was mere obedience.
你顺服了就变成合理。
If you obey, then it shall become very reasonable.
你病得到医治，这个难道不合理吗？
Your sickness and disease is cured, isn't that very reasonable for you?
所以最后乃曼还是一样，要到约旦河沐浴七次。
So then at the very end, what Naaman still had to do was he had to go to Jordan River to bathe himself seven times.
请我们看传道书八章十四节。
That's Ecclesiastes.Chapter 8, verse 14.
传道书八章十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 14. Chapter 8, verse 14. There is futility which is done on the earth. That is, there are righteous men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked.On the other hand, there are evil men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous.
我们如果只是看这个日光之下这个在罪所笼罩的这个世界，真的很多事情是会让我们觉得没有意义，是虚空的。
Under the sun, under this society that is covered with sin, we will start thinking that there are some phenomena and things that is indeed unrighteous, unjust.
理想跟现实差别怎么那么大？
Our ideal and the reality seems to differ in such a magnitude.
好人应该有好的结果。
Righteous people should have good result happening, good rewards happening to them.
坏人会有坏的结果。
Wicked people shall result in a very bad manner.
但是在日光之下却常常相反。
However, under the sun, all these things seem to reverse itself.
所以如果只是看到这一个日光之下，真的是活着有什么意思
？Thus, if you only see what's happening under the sun, then everything is probably very meaningless and pointless to you.
枉费我做好人。
It is in vain that I'm a good person.
倒不如我也去做坏人。
Why don't I just go commit wicked deeds like other people?
所以我们如果对神没有真正的信心，你会真的会觉得活着有什么意思
？If to God we do not have this true faith, then we will feel that we are living in vain.
我已经接受了宗教的教导，我要做好人。
I have received instruction from my religion that I need to become a good person.
我不愿意去做坏人。
I dare not to become a wicked person.
但是我做好人没有得到什么，有时候没有得到什么好的结果。
But then, as a good person, sometimes I do not my end is not good.
这样你还愿意做人吗
？But so then, do you still want to be a person?
矛盾嘛，
We can see that there is this conflict here.
那圣经就是要教导我们说，其实不矛盾。
The Bible, the point of the Bible is to instruct us that this is not pointless.
所以 先知他他先问他先说到说啊神啊你不是你是独一的你是伟大的。
The prophet raised a question by starting to say that God, aren't you almighty and perfect?
这有点好像在讽刺神呢。
This seems to be mocking God and satirizing.
但是你也可以把它看成是先知的信心。
But then we can also see this as a faith that this prophet exhibits.
我不晓得你的感觉是怎么样。
I don't know how you feel about this.
就像有时候我们也会这样子哈，说啊，就是说故意挖苦人家了哈，说啊你不是很厉害吗？你不是怎样吗？结果你为什么没有成功
？Sometimes, we ourselves would also try to mock other people by saying that aren't you great, aren't you talented? How come you can't do this thing?
神啊，你为什么你不是这个到处都查看吗？为什么这个你没有看见
？Then, we might also mock God that, saying.God, aren't you omniscient? How come you don't know this?
那个十二节，先知有说，我们必不致死。
But in verse 12, Prophet Habakkuk said that we will not die.
虽然他在那种挣扎当中，但是呢，他还是说，神啊，我们不会死的。
In the midst of his struggle.Prophet Habakkuk still say that he will not, that they will not die.
事实上，死就摆在面前。
But in actuality, death is right in front of him.
所以这也是可以说是对神的一种抗议。
So we can see that this can be like a protest to God.
你另外一个角度看，也可以说他对神的信心。
From another perspective, you can analyze this as saying that this is his faith.
虽然他有这样的挣扎，但是他还是相信神会拯救。
Even though he has a struggle and conflict, he still has great faith toward God.
那十六节讲到说，这巴比伦人向往献祭，向往烧香。
In verse 16, it mentioned that the Babylonians will offer sacrifice to the nets and burn incense to fishing nets.
这从资料里头看是没有这样的事情，就是说在外邦在那个时代没有这样的事情。
From resources that I obtained, I do not see that back then in ancient time in Gentile countries they actually do these kinds of things.
所以有人说这个应该或许是他们拜他们征战的用的武器。
So then some people would say that this might be a metaphorical representation that they worship their weapon of their battle, in their battle.
就是说他们会把他们的武器摆来敬拜。
And that is, they might display out their weapon and worship those weapons.
让他们的武器出去征战的时候有这个超能力。
They want their weapon to have this supernatural power when they go out to battle.
那尤其打胜战之后呢，他们更会这样子相信。
And they would believe it even more so after they have obtained victory.
那第二章的第一节，这个他这个先知他向神讲完了之后呢，他就转变一个态度，他要开始等神怎么来回答他。
After Prophet Habakkuk have mentioned his questions and asked them, he started to change his attitude and wait for God's reply.
那今天如果我们是像先知这样子遇到这样的情形的时候，我们该怎么办
？Today, if we're under the same circumstance as Prophet Habakkuk was under.Then how should we behave ourselves, handle ourselves?
我想我们从圣经从这些从先知书里头要给我们得到解答，就是说我们不用再去做这样子的挣扎。
But then As for us, we should not have these conflicts because we can obtain these answers from these minor prophet books.
我们所要得到的就是说神不会做错事。
What we want to get out of this is that God will never do any wrong.
常常是因为我们一时没有办法了解。
It is only that sometimes we ourselves cannot understand these things.
以为说神在纵容恶人。
We will start thinking that God is allowing wicked to commit their wicked deeds.
那我们相信神不会做错事。
But then we have to understand and realize that God can do no wrong.
那我们可以看到说，先知他在很极端的这种困惑当中，他始终没有放弃他的信心。
But then, what we have to see is that this prophet Habakkuk, under his extreme confusion, he still did not let go of his faith.
他所以提出问题，也是因为他的信心。
The reason that he asked these questions is that he did have the faith.
因为他还是相信神不会做，神不会没有看见，神不会是不公义的。
He did not believe that God have not seen these things and that God will do nothing.
所以第二章第一节他在等候神的答案。
In chapter 2 verse 1, Habakkuk was waiting for God's answers.
他心中有疑惑，但是他不愿意这个疑惑一直存在他的心中。
In his heart, there remained this confusion, but then he does not want this confusion to stay there any longer.
所以我们不必说我们心中都不应该有疑惑。
We should not say that in ourselves,We should never have any questions.
我们但是我们对神始终保持的信心。
But then to God, we should still maintain faithfulness.
我们不要绝对不要放弃信仰。
Never let go of your faith, your belief.
那我们的疑惑渐渐的会从心中会除掉。
Then gradually, the confusions and the questions that we might have will go away by itself.
到这里有没有什么问题？
And up to this point, do you guys have any questions?
你可以再读一次，去体会这个先知他的心路历程。
Perhaps you can read this one more time and experience some of the journey that the prophet had to go through in his heart.
那你可以自己得到应该有的结论。
And then you yourselves can obtain the proper answer for yourselves.
我们这个时代比他们那个时代忙多了。
The generation that we live in right now is actually busier than the generation that I live in.
希望这个哈巴谷书能够让你节省一些时间。
Hopefully, this book of Habakkuk can save some times for you.
减少你一些不必要的挣扎。
Save some of the struggles and conflicts that you might have.
因为时间是宝贵的。
Because time is